We love our animals, but we don't always understand them or their needs. So-called bad behavior is often an animal's misguided attempt to feel safe and connected, but it often produces the opposite result. In part one of the human-animal connection, we explore several ways we humans can connect to our animal nature in order to better understand what their behavior is trying to communicate to us. One important way we do this is by coming to our senses. This is how we can open up the world of communication between us and our wise friends in the animal kingdom. Arthur Schopenhauer once said, "Compassion for animals is intimately associated with goodness of character, and it may be confidently asserted that he who is cruel to animals cannot be a good man." Oscar's story. There is a saying, "Saving one dog will not change the world, but for that one dog, the world will change forever." Oscar was that one dog. When I adopted him, he had been at the shelter in Hawaii a very long time. He had that slow, sad sweetness I just found irresistible. I didn't care that he was missing teeth, that he had scars all over his brown body, or that he was mostly pit bull. I was told he had been forced to be a pig hunter and had escaped with his expensive GPS collar and was never claimed by his cruel owners. When I first brought him home, all you had to do was reach for something and watch him cower to imagine what he had endured. But Oscar was pure love. He taught me that we do not need to be ruled by our past. We are who we choose to be in each new moment. Oscar and I learned to become a therapy dog team, and we made regular visits to Tripler Army Medical Center in Honolulu. One day, Oscar stopped outside the door of a room of a wounded young man, letting me know this was someone he wanted to meet.